Now we're live at the Yaslam studio at Yas Mall, and one of the artists performing tonight at Yaslam's Beats on the Beach is the man himself, Mr. Juicy J. What up, my man?
Yo, yo, what's up? How you doing, man?
All good, all good. How are you?
Man, it's good, man. I feel great, man. Good to be here, man. Good to be here.
You know what? I've seen all your pictures that you have been posing on Instagram ever since you arrived, and you've visited some really cool spots, man.
Yes.
You've been really living the life of the UAE.
Yes, yes, I love it, man. I wish I could live over here, man.
I have a spare bed. I have a spare bed here.
Cool, cool.
You went to Burj Al Arab last night, and you were at Emirates Palace. How does it feel being here, man, for the first time?
Man, it's beautiful, man. I saw one of the mosques today. It was so beautiful, man. I mean, like, it's really nicer, man. It seemed like it's chill and just pleasant. You know what I'm saying? Just like me, I'm a laid-back, chill guy, and I feel like I could come here and make a lot of good music. You know, get a good vibe. I like the vibes here.
Now, we got to talk about your music, of course. This has been an incredible year for you, teaming up with so many big names, just to name a few, of course, Nicki Minaj, Wale, Katy Perry. That was probably the biggest collaboration that you've ever done for Dark Horse. How did this song collaboration come about? Because when you first hear Katy Perry, Juicy J, that doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, yeah. The producer of the song, Dr. Luke, he called me up. He was like, yo, man, Katy Perry want to feature you on a song on our album. I was like, what? Are you serious? Like, yeah, man. So, I did my verse, and then I had to change up a couple of parts. So I went down to the studio, and I met up with Katy Perry, and she loved it, and the rest is history.
Now, a lot of people don't know that you have been in the scene, man, for quite some time, ever since 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
But obviously, people started to notice you now that you started doing commercial music.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we were at Beats on the Beach down earlier today for the sound check, and you said to your DJ that, just give me that vocal sample. I want to do some scratches. And to be honest, when I saw your skills, I was like, no way. I was completely shocked. Is this something that you have been doing for a while now?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I started out as a DJ, you know what I'm saying, before I even get into just rapping or producing. So I've been scratching, man, since I was 13 years old, and, you know, mixing stuff like that. So, like, to me, it's like nothing. And it's like fun. Like, now I just do it for fun. But people still like to see me, you know, on the ones and twos. And, you know, I make it a part of my show sometime, you know. But I love it.
We can expect some of that tonight, hopefully, at Beats on the Beach.
Yes, yes, most definitely, yeah.
All right, and what are you working on right now? Any interesting projects that you have coming up before the end of the year?
Yeah, yeah, I got a song with Usher called I Don't Mind. I'm featured on that. I got a song with Neo called She Knows. I got a record coming out soon, at the end of this year, with Pitbull. And I'm working on my own album, THC, The Hustle Continues.
Sweet, man. Well, thank you very much for hanging with us tonight. Is there anything else that you would like to say to your fans here in the UAE?
I want everybody to follow me on Twitter at The Real Juicy J, and check out my Instagram at Juicy J.